This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Fulton County's district attorney. A letter was sent to Fani Willis yesterday asking for communications she has had with the U.S. Justice Department leading up to a recent indictment that some lawmakers are calling election interference. Sam Dewey on Fox News this morning is a former House and Senate investigator.
So I think what Jim Jordan is driving at is that this isn't about the law. This isn't about the traditional presumption of you don't put the country through this unless you have an overwhelming case. This is about political coordination, a political hit job, just throwing everything against the wall, even these absurd charges.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight last night, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail approximately an inch and a half in size. The Maui government is suing a utility company for allegedly sparking the deadly Lahaina wildfire. A lawsuit filed yesterday claims Hawaiian Electric Company inexcusably kept their power lines energized earlier this month despite wind and fire warnings from forecasters. At least 115 people were killed in the fires. Many are still missing. Baseball's Oakland Athletics owner John Fisher says the team has submitted its application to move its baseball franchise. It's now up to the baseball club owners to decide whether the A's will stay in Oakland or move to Las Vegas, Nevada. The three-man relocation committee will review the application and make a recommendation to the commissioner, Rob Manfred, and MLB's eight-man executive committee. Approval to move a team requires three-quarters vote of the 30 team owners. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will be the headliner this morning at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. That's taking place in Wyoming. The annual gathering brings together central bankers and key financial officials from around the world. Powell is scheduled to speak at 10:05 Eastern Time. The world's biggest tech companies have to follow sweeping new European laws that take effect today. The European Union's Digital Services Act covers everything from social media moderation to targeted advertising and counterfeit goods in e-commerce. It applies to companies including Amazon, Apple, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Snapchat, and others. The law is aimed at concerns tech critics have raised in recent years, including the spread of misinformation and disinformation, potential harm to mental health, particularly to young people, a lack of transparency, and illegal or fake products on virtual marketplaces. China is banning all seafood imports from Japan after Tokyo started releasing treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean yesterday. Reports from the area say the water has been used to cool a nuclear reactor that melted down after the crippling 2011 earthquake and tsunami at the Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan. Barbie is now this year's highest-grossing movie. Greta Gerwig's film has brought in over $575 million domestically, making it this year's champ in North America. Lance Pry, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's time for Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Made it home safely from Maui, and good to be talking to her again. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm glad you made it back from Maui okay. It was quite the ordeal, that took place. And, of course, still so much to understand what happened on the island. And, of course, Joe Biden did himself no favors in shaming himself and the American people the way he represented the office of the presidency in front of the people there in Maui.
I actually watched the press conference that they held and listened to the whole thing where Biden mumbled and bumbled through his statement. I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was completely embarrassed. I was shocked. The fact that he even mentioned his quote-unquote fire.
Kitchen fire.
Yeah, garage fire, whatever fire. It was just so inappropriate. The whole entire comment was so inappropriate that somehow, you know, he understands the fear and the pain that the people of Lahaina are going through because his kitchen fire that was put out in 20 minutes that nearly destroyed his cat and his Corvette. He understands their pain. And he even mentioned his Corvette and his cat.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I'm like, what? What is going on here? You are literally standing on a graveyard of nothing but ash, and you have the audacity, I guess, to talk about yourself and how you can relate because your cat nearly died in a fire? Who does that?
Yeah.
After we've got, and I think the death count, honestly, is going to far exceed the report.
Oh,
because we cannot forget that, you know, first of all, it's going to take a very long time because of the amount of incineration, and it'll be very difficult to understand just how many people were killed because of the intensity of the fire. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, you had people jumping in the ocean to save their lives because they did not set off the sirens to warn people that of the natural disaster, the tragedy.
Well, the arteries to the highway, you know, to get out of town were all blocked off. They only had one exit, which is that entrance there off of, you know, to Front Street and the freeway. And so that was it, which is a two-lane road. And there was no emergency personnel, no police helping people evacuate from there. It was bumper to bumper. And so eventually it got to a point where the people were just trapped, Megan. And they had a choice, you know, to jump in the water. And that's why they're still, I heard a report that they had retrieved something like 184 bodies that had, come to shore there. I think it was Lanai or Molokai, one of the two islands there.
Well, and I hadn't heard that report, so thank you. But, you know, there will be many people that were never found that were swept to sea because the sea was very tumultuous all day. It was very tumultuous because of the effects of the hurricane off the shore. I think it was like about 50, 80 miles, something like that, offshore. So there will be no death count there when the bodies cannot be recovered. But I got to tell you, though, you know, I've gone to Hawaii quite a few times in my life, and that was, probably my sixth trip to Maui. Hadn't been there in 10 years. One of the first things I said when I got back to the mainland is I will never go back to Hawaii because there was absolutely no emergency preparedness, number one. And number two, in relation to that, there was no proper emergency response. So basically, if there's a natural disaster, which, you know, you're on an island, okay, and, you know, you might have a volcano erupt, you might have a hurricane, a tsunami, you're SOL. You are on your own.
Exactly. At your own risk. And that's probably the asterisk that's going to be associated with travel to Hawaii because they were so exposed and irresponsible in their emergency services. I mean, it's bad enough that they put the local people at risk and what they did there. I mean, it's not even one thing that I can say. And you know, Megan, my daughter, her family lives there. There's not one thing in terms of the government and the bureaucracy there on the islands that you could say worked effectively. I'm sorry. I cannot cite one thing. The only thing I can talk about that worked in a positive manner were the people themselves, the local people coming together as they do naturally as a ohana, a family dynamic, and all helping each other. I mean, you've got people getting boats going down to the other side, and then you've got FEMA getting in the way and telling them that they can't pick up and deliver. Are you kidding me? I mean, you've got stories like this. This is just incomprehensible. The way this is being manhandled and the added danger and pain that they are causing the people there. And then, of course, then you get Joe Biden, who's got about as much empathy as an eraser, you know, there that supposedly is what, comforting the people? How? I mean, you can't blame them for, you know, putting up the signs telling Joe to go home.
Right. And one thing I have to add that, you know, people may not have heard, but you know, I pretty much live part time in a remote area. I live in the mountains, northern Nevada. It's not off the grid, but with living in the mountains comes certain preparedness requirements. You know, wildfire evacuations, we have drills. Oftentimes, and we get a ton of snow up here, so oftentimes our power will go out just continually, right, because of the snow on the wires or the winds or what have you. Well, when the power goes out up here, what happens is that the local hotel that's in town has a generator. And everyone in town that needs shelter or needs power goes to the hotel, and the hotel is able to provide it. Mm-hmm. Not one hotel in Kaanapali, and we're talking major hotels. We're not talking small hotels. We're talking Hyatts, Westons, Marriotts, et cetera. Not one of them had a generator. So in the case of a natural disaster, again, which there are many on Hawaii, and on an island, you cannot seek shelter at a hotel. That's what hotels are supposed to provide in the wake of a natural disaster. We were staying at the Marriott in Kaanapali. We had no power. We had no cell service. With that comes you had no kitchen. Mm-hmm. So people were lining up for hours just to get a hot dog that was being cooked on a grill because they had the gas grills that were being fired up. But someone explained to me how a major hotel brand, and we have a Hyatt here in town, they have a generator. Mm-hmm. They provide shelter. And we're only a town of at the height of 8,000 people at any given time.
Wow. You know, and that's an excellent point. I got to tell you, Megan, for the last 25, 30 years. I've traveled to Hawaii routinely several times a year. And, of course, now with the kids being up there, even more so. But this has opened my eyes to the vulnerability that we put ourselves in when we travel there. We've got to go to a quick break. More from Megan right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're talking with the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, I'm sure your eyes were on the debate. I had it on the debate, and I was watching the Trump interview with Tucker Carlson as well. What were your big takeaways from the debate there in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, Bill, I have to be honest, I didn't watch the debate. So I did, however, I did not watch the debate. I had something conflicting last night, so I was going to watch some of the highlights today, and I did catch some of the highlights. But, you know, I have to ask, why are people on that stage like Mike Pence or Asa Hutchinson or Doug whatever, Burgum? I don't even know who he is. Burgum. I have no clue. Right.
Yeah, the governor of North, he's the governor of North Dakota with a ruptured Achilles heel. I mean, the poor man was in all kinds of pain in a, for a pickup basketball game. Yeah, I mean, the poor guy, they said that he evaded medication in order to maintain some clarity of mind. So here he is standing, on a ruptured Achilles tendon. So, good for him in that standpoint. But anyway, I mean, you know, overall... Go ahead.
What were they doing there? Like, well, why are they there? They're not even polling above 5%. I mean, I think it's also even Mike Pence, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Name ID, but has about a chance as an ice cube in hell of surviving through the primary. But you know who always impresses me, honestly, and I really don't know much about the guy, is Vivek. I'm just going to call him Vivek because I can't pronounce his last name.
Vivek Ramaswamy?
Yeah. Ramaswamy. I mean... Put him up against Biden in a debate.
Yeah.
I mean, at least he can speak with clarity, and he puts a sentence together, and he has some ideas, and he talks big ideas, and he wants to abolish this department and that department of the deep state, which is sorely needed, much like the Department of Education. I mean, Ronald Reagan actually ran on abolishing the Department of Education, and he was talked out of it by Tip O'Neill, and here we are, you know, 40 years later with the worst education system in, quite frankly, nearly the world. In Nevada here, we're the last in the nation when it comes to education. So, he has a lot of ideas, a lot of big ideas. I wasn't necessarily impressed with Ron DeSantis. I just saw some of the things that he said, and he came off a little bit... And this is more superficial, meaning, you know, just from my instinct. He just came off a little stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Just very not very comfortable.
Yeah, I think if you've seen the whole deal, I mean, I think he reinvented himself. He saved his campaign a little bit. But to what point, as you say? Because after everything is said and done, and I had this conversation with some insider Republicans in Miami, or met at a conference, and they had presented Ron DeSantis, and I was going, you got Trump. What, you know... The only thing that they're waiting for is if Trump gets so kneecapped and he's so interfered with his campaign that somehow he's unable to run for whatever reason, then you've got some possibilities here. But, you know, Trump is still the figure. I mean, even though he wasn't there, you know, he was there. And unfortunately, the target that these candidates could have, you know, should have focused on was Joe Biden. And, you know, as MSNBC and others had commented, that the big winner out of the debate was Joe Biden because, like, nobody laid a glove on this guy for the most part. When he just, you know, he just should have been in the crosshairs of every talking point that happened there. And I understand, look, you got 30 seconds, you got to move quick. Ramaswamy, you know, this was his first debate ever. I mean, first debate ever, and he's debating, you know, he's in the middle of a presidential debate for this first, you know, entry into a debate platform. You know, he's a little bit rambunctious at times, but, you know, I think that's, you know, symbolic of his youth, and it's also symbolic of his generation, because what he talked about is what his generation is seeing. They're seeing the corruption of our government, and thank God they've got somebody who is speaking out and being intolerant with something that, you know, is fixable.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that, you know, all the talking points, like, again, didn't watch the whole thing, only caught the highlights. I'm going to go back today and watch more of it, I guess. But, you know, to me, it's just kind of all window dressing at this point. We're still pretty far away, over a year away from the election. And who knows if even the election will happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we've been told there is going to be a second pandemic, folks.
Yes.
So...
Don't put those designer masks that you bought the last time away. Get them out of the closet because they are coming back, and they're coming back on top of that with the WHO guidelines levied upon us. I thought it was interesting. There was an article the other day saying, there was a proposal that the WHO's guidelines would dictate what's happening on YouTube. I said, what do you mean a proposal? They've been doing this. From day one, I've been put in YouTube jail several times because whatever we said supposedly threatened the community guidelines as established by the WHO. This communist entity is in charge of the guidelines that are going to dictate what happens here in America. So what we've done in all this, we've exchanged Dr. Fauci for the WHO. How do you like them numbers?
Well, I was very happy to hear that my governor here, Joe Lombardo, who was one of the few Republicans to win a state nationwide and defeat an incumbent Democrat, Governor Lombardo was asked yesterday during a luncheon that, if he would enforce restrictions coming from the federal government related to COVID or the next pandemic, and his response was, hell no. There will be no masking. There will be no lockdowns. There will be no... none of that, which is great because he campaigned on that. And we're finding out, this is 2023. We just went through, a couple of years at least of all of these machinations, supposedly that worked. And we're finding out that none of it worked.
Exactly.
Masks don't work. Social distancing didn't work. The vaccines don't work. The lockdowns didn't work. No one's grandma was saved with all of this. And yet you're going to have people, and what I said to you years ago when we were talking in the middle of the pandemic was, I think I was speaking to you from Nevada or from northern Nevada. Everyone was coming from California to northern Nevada during the time of COVID.
Right.
Because of the COVID restrictions in California. And so I'm like, well, the Californians aren't saving grandma because they're all coming to Nevada.
Right,
and they're scooping up, what killed this country were the exact steps that Fauci and Biden and Trump to some part, Trump, when he said we're going to, slow the spread for 14 days, I knew then and there that was the wide open door for an absolute government-controlled tyranny. Mm-hmm. Never give them an inch, they will take a mile, and that's exactly what happened. And none of this had to happen. It didn't. What we should have done, and now we know, and what we knew then, I never wore a mask unless I had to go on an airplane. I never got the vaccine. I never stood in the dumb circle that we were supposed to supposedly stand in. I never did any of that. Mm-hmm. Because I knew enough to know that this was all a charade.
Yeah.
Not the virus itself, but the response to the virus was nothing but a charade.
Well, and you had some background, and you understood, the pharmaceutical industry probably more than most people.
The vaccine industry specifically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you had that and your advantage. For me, fortunately, I had several doctors that were very wise. I didn't get vaccinated. I relied on my natural immunity. Natural immunity works. My natural immunity to this day is as strong as it was, even though Dr. Fauci said it was only good for a couple of months. I mean, they all lied to us. That's really the bottom line of all this, and it killed people. They've been able to escape accountability. Like Donald Trump warned, God forbid that the cure would be worse than the disease. And what we experienced was that exactly. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Bill.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
USA News Update. The House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Fulton County's district attorney. A letter was sent to Fannie Willis yesterday asking for communications she has had with the U.S. Justice Department leading up to a recent indictment that some lawmakers are calling election interference. Sam Dewey on Fox News this morning is a former House and Senate investigator.
So I think what Jim Jordan is driving at is that this isn't about the law. This isn't about the traditional presumption of you don't put the country through this unless you have an overwhelming case. This is about political coordination, a political hit job, just throwing everything against the wall, even these absurd charges.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, tomorrow is going to mark the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington, as your history books will remind you. The rally and march by a multiracial interfaith coalition of allies at the Lincoln Memorial this year will be a little bit different. In 1963, the protests were Dr. Martin Luther King gave his memorable I Have a Dream speech, sought to bring attention to jobs, voting rights, and police brutality. The issues are eerily similar 60 years later. Today, interestingly enough, when you break down the number of minorities, today there are 60 black lawmakers in Congress compared with 5. In 1963, this time the march will include civil rights organizations of different racial groups reflecting the changing nation. We have to figure out how do we create the climate for all of us to engage, is what Martin Luther King III is saying. Today, Hispanics, not black Americans, as in 1963, are the largest minority group in the United States. Pacific Islanders and Asians have seen among the biggest population increases in the last two decades. With us right now is Israel Ortega. Israel is a national spokesman for the Libra Initiative. Israel, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, good to have you here. I did want to cite that, the fact is the Hispanics are the largest minority group in the country today, right? And I think that this is also why the pressure, you know, or at least an influence by black Americans to kind of absorb Hispanics into their minority count. Because as we know, black Americans
have been on a decline in terms of population.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Bill. I think those are important numbers to point out. And I think you're right. I think in the sense of that, you know, you look at the left, this mentality, I think that they're selling to a lot of minorities, which is that you can't get ahead without the government's help. And
right.
I think part of what they're running up against, though, is that, you know, some Latinos, you know, we saw this in the last election, are saying, you know, even though my parents and my grandparents voted a certain way, you know, voted Democrat, doesn't mean that I need to as well. And so I think they're running up against that wall. You know, there are a lot of folks in this country who still believe in the American dream. You know, a lot of Hispanics are voting also with different races. So, it is fascinating to see, you know, 60 years ago where we were as a country to where we are now. Obviously, we have a lot of challenges as a country, but I think that this idea that our country is special and that it has freedoms, I think for a lot of Latinos, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, we're a lot smarter today. In a sense, you know, with all the information that's out there, we've got experience, 60 years of experience, and particularly right. in the Hispanic communities with open borders. The Hispanic communities are the ones that are being pulverized because of right. the left's policies. I mean, they see what's right. happening. You know, crime is rising in their neighborhoods, human trafficking, all these things that are so important that are integral to Hispanics. It's our natural value. And it is the left, it is one party over another, clearly, that is delivering that. Now, what I would like to see is, you know, black Americans who have relied on government, you know, to your point, for so many decades, and as they're starting to speak out now, because they've even had a black president, and what did they get? You know, they say, we got bupkis. Well, of course. You know, yeah. This is what the government does, the left does. They make you all kinds of promises, and they don't deliver. And, you know, we got to yeah. be smarter with our vote to make sure that we have people who go into office that are held accountable. We hold them accountable because, you know, the basis of our Constitution is those three powerful words, we the people, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. Absolutely. And we heard this a lot, you know, a couple nights ago on the mm-hmm. debate stage in Milwaukee. I think Vivek Roswani, Senator Tim Scott, I mean, you know, his story, obviously, you know, one of the few black senators we have in the Senate right now, and you know his story, and so I think that message is getting across, Bill. I think that you know it's cutting across racial and demographic lines, socioeconomic lines, and mm-hmm. That's why I am optimistic that you know more and more folks are going to question you know the way that they were brought up to vote a certain way and to think a certain mm-hmm. way. And I think that, you know, obviously the other thing, too, that's happening, as you know, Bill, is the economy and the way it is, you know, with Bidenomics and inflation. Mm-hmm. I think, again, people are saying, you know, this growing the size of government, you know, what has it done for me, truly?
Exactly.
Other than paying more for everything.
Exactly. Well, the thing that was disturbing for me regarding the debate, nothing was said about human trafficking and mm-hmm. and the dangers of an open border. How it compromises everybody. Yeah. I mean, every state of the union has experienced the death of one of its citizens at the hands of an illegal immigrant. You know, that's the harsh reality. The movie, Sound of Freedom, has opened the eyes of more Americans to realize that we've got a human trafficking issue. Young kids, 7, 8-year-old girls, I mean, our daughters is being captured and put into this kind of, this is unconscionable that here in the United States this would exist. And, you yeah. know, and one of the things we say repeatedly on this show is, and I think you'd appreciate it, is that our admonishment to our listeners and even for our TV show, our viewers, we tell them, own your own knowledge. Don't just take our word for it. I mean, we report on it. We're giving you information. Hopefully it motivates you enough to do a deeper dive and understand so that you own it. And it's not you don't feel that way just because you're told that way. And, of course, this is what we love about our people. You can't tell our people, you know, how they're supposed to believe. They've got minds of their own. And, yeah. And you know, and I appreciate that about Hispanics. And they love a good debate like anybody, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely spot on. cotton bill on the lack of conversation of human trafficking. I think if that question were asked, I think, you know, most of them on stage would have knowledge on what's happening, would speak eloquently about it. But I think you're right in terms of, you know, this needs to be elevated. You know, more and more people in power particularly need to understand what's happening. And I think you're right that, you know, more needs to be done. I think that movie, The Sound of Freedom, has done a lot to awaken people to this, like you said, this unconscionable situation that's happening in our border, you know, in the U.S.-Mexico border, but also just all over the country, you know. Right. You know, even here in where I am in Washington, you know, it's happening. And so anyway, I think that, you know, hopefully with a change in administration, with more lawmakers learning about what's happening, that more can be done. But obviously, you know, us too, you know, us as individuals as well, you know, because I think sometimes you fall into this trap that, you know, politicians need to take care of this. But there are things that we can do as well.
No, exactly. No, it starts with us. It starts with our own households, no doubt about it. Is, you know, it, no doubt, the economy. This is the universal shared misery that all of us have been subjected to because of the policies of the Democratic Party, you know, led by Joe Biden. You know, whether we're talking about the war on fossil fuels and this whole idea of climate change. Maybe I'm just going to the wrong places, but I haven't talked to one Hispanic that tells me that they're seriously concerned about climate change.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the issue here is, you know, one, like you said, the economy is front and center for a lot of folks, particularly Hispanics who as we know, have less savings, have to use more of their expendable cash on just basic goods. And so, you know, when you start talking about climate change and then you start digging in about, hey, we need to install solar panels, we got to pay more in taxes for gas and energy, you know, that's when you run up against this disapproval to grow the stock
government
if it means you're paying more for this climate change. And I think that's why, you know, the left is very frustrated with this bill, as you know, because they want to make this a big issue.
Well, they're hurting entrepreneurs, and they're hurting the small businesses, right, which is the heart of the Hispanic, the Latino community. I mean, we're workers. You know, we want to go out there and be the captains of our own ship.
Absolutely.
And then we run up against Regulation Nation, again, brought to you by the holy left of the political process. Israel Ortega, thank you. Appreciate
it. Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy Friday to you. Bill Martinez here, along with the one and only Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. It's been a week, man. We got debates. We've got more indictments from a former president. I'm going to get my Stanley Kubrick Donald Trump mugshot T-shirt. I think that's probably going to be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars down the road.
Man, I'm not speechless very often, but I'm speechless in part because there are so many things that I could say. It's hard to pick just one, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think if anything, it perhaps speaks to, everything is a photo op, even something like this, it feels like.
As maniacal as it is, it just reminds me, and what grounds me again, and I know this does for you as well, is that we remember, that's right, God's in charge. This isn't happening without his knowledge. I mean, so we, especially people of faith, just breathe. I was talking to my son last night. Just breathe, okay? That's all we got to do.
Yep.
Just take a breath. Relax a minute. And I get it, because I think we're all tempted to get caught in the fray of it. If you want to just have some fun, I mean, just go in and go in the middle of a bunch of anti-Trumpers, man, that's like going and, poking a bee's nest.
Right.
Just for fun, if you want to have some fun, if that's your the thing that you want to do, just to agitate some things, like we need more agitation. But, because it's all being orchestrated. We're talking to Liz Peek this morning. It's just, this is all being, drummed up by the media, by the administrative state. This is all according to their plan, because it gets our eyes off the ball. We lose focus, and we're being told that, this person is such an awful person, all the narrative and everything. And you can't help but think, during Jesus' time, yes, he did all these great things. He was healing people, feeding the hungry, all these wonderful things that were happening that were just so supernatural. And even in spite of all that, a contemporary narrative could say that he was a bad guy and worthy of being crucified. Right?
Yeah. No, that's right. And I think that one of the issues, and this speaks to what we deal with at Plugged In, you know, we not only deal with movies, but in the broader sense, we want to teach our children to be critical biblical thinkers when it comes to everything coming at us via screens. And there's a lot of news, and that news gets distorted and twisted and, you know, molded on social media and other outlets. And so even over and above and apart from the mainstream media, the constant communication I'm having with my children is, what is the source? Is that source credible? Where do you see bias? Might this be something that we need to step back and say, wait a minute, is that true? And how do we even begin to evaluate truth in this echo chamber of so many voices yelling, you know, three-word sentences because nobody has an attention span longer than Twitter or X or, you know, whatever we want to call it. And so I think part of the challenge for us as parents, and this is not just political literacy, but just media literacy, is don't believe the headlines. Don't believe everything that comes at you on Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat, because let's face it, the younger generations, they aren't even going to the news sites. I mean, it's they're living in that social media echo chamber. And so we have to equip them to ask some basic media discernment questions. And all that comes into play. And we do that from a perspective of real truth, right?
Right.
Not
right.
Our truth, your truth, my truth, but the
biblical
truth.
Yeah, biblical truth.
Biblical
right.
truth. And that gives us a filter, and it gives us a lens that we look at this stuff through, and that gives us perspective.
I got to tell you, ever since I began to embrace biblical truth, my life has changed unbelievably. I mean, you know, this sense of peace that you have. And you know, you still get people, you know, and it's like, okay, well, maybe they'll learn along the way. God was patient with me. And allowed me the time to appreciate. It's sometimes it is crushing to think that, gosh, I should have known better, but I didn't. And but I do know better now about God's grace and mercy. You know, I got to tell you, I was really proud of you the other day. I happened to come across an article that you had written that a lot of people are avoiding. And I appreciate that you tackled this issue about Flamie Grant. I just want to put it out there because, you know, again, we have to be careful that our church doesn't go lukewarm. And this is the temptation. You know, Eric Metaxas has written a great book called A Letter to the American Church. And it is a reminder of, you know, how Jesus saw the church and his indictment on the churches. And that indictment was very appropriate even today. And the warning, again, you know, as Paul said, that lest even the elect would be deceived. And we need to be careful. You got to know, again, in terms of what you're talking about in critical thinking, you got to know that you know and hold on to your anchoring points and make no apology.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, man, it's hard, but I think that we have to step back. And one of the things that we have to critique are a couple of assumptions that our culture operates with across the board, but especially in entertainment and especially in the media. One of them is a self-evidently simple lie, and that is that your emotions and your feelings are always right. You know, the whole Disney trust your heart thing, man, it tastes like a sugary drink going down, but it's poison. And scripture is pretty clear. You know, what does it say about our heart? Our heart is deceitfully wicked. And so this message that your emotions can be trusted and that your feelings in a given moment can be trusted, we've got to help our kids critique that. And my middle daughter is at high school this year, and she has a friend in her friend group who's gay. And so we're talking about that. And so what does it look like to love somebody who we believe is making choices that run counter to what Scripture reveals? And so I haven't said you have to stay away from this person, you have to judge this person, you have to, you know, pronounce your perspective on them. But by the same token, It's easy, and I think comedy does this especially, that when we're laughing, that when we like somebody, it's like, well, that can't be wrong because I like that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so our emotions come into play, and they completely scramble our ability to think with clarity and with truth about the issues that are in play. And I think that we see that especially with regard to this entire LGBT conversation. It's like, well, we don't want to make somebody feel bad, or we don't want to feel bad because we don't agree with their perspective. So we just go along with it and we say it's all good. And scripture says it's not all good.
No,
Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery, neither do I condemn you. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Go and leave your life of sin. That's truth. He didn't let her off the hook for her behavior.
That's right.
And
exactly.
We have such a hard time with that, though. And the Flaming Grape is a great example of it.
Well, yeah, and I think it is. I mean, because you think about who was the original worship leader, right?
Right.
And, right, very talented, gifted, designed to do this. And Flaming Grant is talented. There is no doubt. Great voice. On the surface, you know, says the right thing that can be a bit disarming. But that is, you know, that is Satan's ploy. You know, it comes in as a counterfeit, an angel of light. And I just think that has that has a beware sign all over it. And I think it's coming up at a time where, you know, we need to be wise about this and not make, you know, an accommodation that's going to compromise, you know, biblical truth. And, you know, and I believe Flaming Grant is coming into the situation for what? You know, we may look at that and say we need to accommodate that behavior, but maybe God wants us to hold the stand so that Flaming Grant, you know, develops some critical thinking and wisdom, because her gifts, the gifting of her talent and her ability, those come from God.
Right.
You know, right.
Right. Yeah, and I think that we have to, with graciousness and with patience and with kindness, hold the line on the fact that it's a distortion of grace.
Mm.
That embracing something that is inherently not the way God designed it to be is not a gift of mercy. It's turning people over to something that's destructive, and that's not ultimately a loving act. Even though that affirmation may feel like the right thing to do. And so it is incumbent upon us to love people deeply, Bill, but to not do so at the expense of truth. And I think it's hard. I'm not going to say it easy.
No doubt whatsoever. And I appreciate you tackling this topic. Because it's one that we need to discuss more openly. The churches, they don't want to talk about it. They run in the opposite direction, sadly. And not every church, but too many. This is a serious issue. It's right in the middle of our culture today. We've got about 20 seconds left. Just reminding everybody, good movie that opened up in theaters yesterday, right? The Hill?
Yep.
The Hill story?
Yeah,
wow, good movie.
It's a Christian movie based on a true story. So check out our review at PluggedIn.com.
Yeah, there it is. You also get Gran Turismo, Golda Bottom. I mean, you know, it's all right there. So check it out. PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, the director of said institution. Thank you, sir. Take care. God bless.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.